Will you be standing and join with me in the call to worship? Silent night, holy night. Born a child, yet a king. Sing of love, sing of life. The Prince of Peace shall end all strife.
Verses 6 through 7. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, our steadfast hope of our personal salvation. Jesus Christ is our hope in life when we find ourselves facing a world of despair. Let the light of your hope and belief in Jesus Christ as Savior of all be your counsel and guide this season and forevermore. Please join us in the congregational prayer response. Almighty Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. May we honor his word by living our lives in the fullness of hope, peace, joy, and love. That in doing so, others will experience the difference having Christ in our lives makes for all who know him. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
you see?
Let us prepare our hearts and minds as we go to God in prayer. Most merciful and loving God, you are indeed the light of the world. Your light causes any and every darkness to flee. In you we are blessed. In you we find peace. In you we find joy. In you we find hope. In you we find love, and in you we find the miracle that is the virgin birth. We are in awe with the depths you will go to show your love for us. We see vividly how much you care and seek for us to be redeemed with the birth of your Son, Jesus, into this world. You, O God, coming to earth and living human, knowing sadness, anger, joy, laughter, life, and death. This night we honor and cherish you being born as one of us. You were not born off in a royal palace where the finest linens kept you safe and warm, but in a manger, poor, in the lowliest of places. Holy God, may this night not leave our souls. May we cherish your birth into this world always. May we gain strength in the nights we feel weak. May we feel your presence when we feel alone in the world. O come, Emmanuel. We have been singing this song during Advent. We have been preparing our hearts and minds for your being born. God, you most certainly are present with us in your Son, Jesus Christ, here and now and forevermore. May we go out and share this news not only from our lips, but by our actions. For the birth of Jesus changes everything. It changes how we should live, how we should treat others, how we should be in relationship with neighbors and strangers. May your light always guide us through every journey in our lives, and may we always remember to thank you and give you the glory in all that you've done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
invite you to stand with us as we sing our hymn of meditation, hymn 230, O Little Town of Bethlehem. We'll sing the first, third, and fourth verses.
Christmas Eve, it is my pleasure to share with you the Word of God as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. May the people of God be blessed in the hearing and reading of God's holy Word. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This season of Advent here in Asbury has been a wonderful season. We've explored the sounds of Christmas. We looked at the first Sunday on the beat of the drum, acknowledging that God's love beats within our hearts through the course of our lives. Then we looked at the idea of the brush of angels' wings and being so thankful for God's ministering spirits that are with us at all times. And then tonight, we look at the sound of a baby's cry. This is the night that many have been waiting for. Children, we had them in the earlier services, and they couldn't wait to tell us about how excited they were for in the morning. Many families have gathered the last few days and will in the next few days. Families that have been apart for a while or had a difficult journey in which to travel to be together. And of course, in churches all over, the Advent services draw to a close. They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. So I invite you then to go back with me to that night over 2,000 years ago. It was a cold winter night. The little family was traveling slowly over the dusty sands, passing from village after village after village on their way to Bethlehem where they were to register for the annual census. You can see Mary, can't you? Bent over slightly as she rode into Bethlehem. And you know that she was trying her best not to complain, but you know that she couldn't wait till they stopped and got some rest. And you can see Joseph trying to calm Mary, telling her it was just a bit longer. And you can imagine that everything in him said, be optimistic. But most likely every fiber of his being was also tired as well. And he knew that he had a mission to keep Mary calm, and that he owed that to her, for she was going to bear the Son of God. And he also knew that he owed it to God to be calm, because after all, God had entrusted Joseph not only for Mary to be his wife, but that he too would have a great part in raising the Son of God. And knowing that God trusted Joseph somehow strengthened him, gave him the strength that he needed, and gave him that confidence for him to move forward. Well, they arrived, and the streets were crowded. Did everyone decide to come to Bethlehem at the exact same moment? It seemed that way. The inns were full, but compassion was not dead. A stable had been offered and Joseph grabbed it, so it wasn't the prettiest place to have the Son of God. But it was available. And it wasn't the greatest smelling place to have the Son of God. But there was fresh straw. And it was a bit dark. But then if you read further in the Gospel of Luke in the second chapter, we know that there were shepherds watching their flocks by night. And it states, and the glory of the Lord shone all about them. There is no light that penetrates darkness like the glory of the Lord. And the night air, swaddling cloths were available to wrap the baby, straw piled high for a makeshift bed. Joseph had prepared for this journey. But then you would expect Joseph to do that. For God had chosen Joseph to take care of Mary, to be a part of bringing his own son into the world. You see, that was the character of Joseph. And God knew this. And the baby presents, well, the wise men were going to take care of that. Suddenly, penetrating the quiet of the night, you could hear the sound of a baby's cry. The Son of God, the long-awaited Messiah, had finally been born. And the scriptures tell us his name was given to be Jesus, translated meaning God saves. And Jesus would spend his whole life saving. Jesus would save a man named Joseph from a mundane life of just pounding in wooden pegs into pieces of furniture or stripping logs and making boards for buildings. And he would spare him of a life just of that. Jesus would no doubt inspire Joseph, challenge Joseph, and be grateful for Joseph being a part of raising him. Mary. Jesus would save Mary. Yes, she too would have had just a normal life as a housewife and as a mom, but not with Jesus. She had the honor of nurturing and teaching, and as only a mother can, the very Son of God. Jesus would save the religious establishment. Time after time, he would reinterpret God's word for the people. And in that, challenge them as to what they'd always thought was truth, what they'd always believed to be the intent of the law, to be something totally different. He would save the religious establishment by challenging them over and over that faith is quite different than religion. He would save the sick. He would save the poor. He would save the sinner by cleansing their heart from their sin, saving you and me. The cry that Mary heard that night from her newborn son was just one of many cries that she would hear throughout his lifetime. She would hear him cry and squeal in delight as he would play with the other children in the village grounds. She would hear a cry from the people, astonished by this young teenage boy learning and, yes, even leading and teaching in the temple, swelled with pride that that was her son. She would hear her own cries of helplessness as this young man then grew into a man that people were calling master and rabbi. And again, he was encountering group after group, sharing truth after truth, and it was causing some antagonism, even hatred toward her son. And so she would cry out as she knocked on the door, beckoning him to leave that home where he could come to her home and be safe again. But he would not. He could not. That was not his mission, to be at home. His mission was to be in the world, to give God's truth to the world. And then she would hear cries, meld so much together with her own that she could hardly distinguish which were her cries and which were those of her son that day at Calvary. He would cry to God to help him through the anguish until he made that final cry of triumph. It is finished. Meaning the victory's won. To declare that no longer would evil rule the world as hard as anyone tries. They will fail. Because our God is greater than any evil. Our Lord Jesus is alive. He's right here in this room. I hope you feel his spirit, sense his presence. And God and his massive army of angels are active and present in this world that vows to let evil have its course. So you see, the hush of a baby's cry that night was only the beginning of the cycle of life. Our lives too, do they not, begin with a spank on the bottom and a cry, as if we're saying, "Here I am." And our cries continue as we experience the life. Cries of pain. When our bodies are injured or broken or our feelings are hurt. But it's not contained just to that. We have cries of joy when we've made a best friend or discovered our soul mate or found our church home. Or been given a blessing we know we do not deserve. And the cries grow softer as the years go forward. To one day the cry is just a simple whisper. And the cry is, "Take me home, Lord. I'm ready. Take me home." And we can be okay with all of that because of a man named Jesus, meaning God saves. A class of third graders decided to be creative and write their own play. And it was a wonderful little pageant or nativity play. And the characters were all lined up. And there was Joseph. And there were the angels. And there were the shepherds. And there were the wise men. But where was Mary? All of a sudden you heard some moaning and some groaning. And Mary was in labor behind the bales of straw. And there's Joseph on the stage, and Enter stage right is a third grade doctor with a white lab coat on and the black bag. And Joseph, quite animated, rushes the doctor off stage. And in a moment, the doctor comes back and in full dramatic drama of an 8-year-old third grader declared and announced the sex of the baby and said, "It's a god." That's right, it's a god. For God so loved the world that he came into the world in the form of his son and gave his son so that we could all be sons and daughters and be united with him forever. That is the gift of Christmas we celebrate. Because the cries in the circle of life don't come full circle, you see, until we hear the cry of God himself in joy when each one comes to him through his son Christ, acknowledging that we love and need him too. Like you this Christmas season, our family is experiencing changes from last Christmas. Like you, for many of you, one less Christmas card was sent because that friend is enjoying eternal Christmas. One more place at the holiday table with a new relationship, a new friend, or a child. One more prayer added for a healed illness. One more prayer added for a life saved. One more hope, yeah, for a new baby's cry next Christmas. Christmas brings out the best in people when the world tries to declare it's the worst of times. My friends, God created you and me to love supremely. But somewhere along the way, he may have lost you. And if it took a cross to get you back, he would do that. That baby's cry over 2,000 years ago turned into the cry from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He absorbed your darkness by giving you his light. And we hear the words of our master in Matthew saying, "But you are the light of the world." And in a few moments, you will receive a candle following communion. And we will sing and lift up that candle saying, yes, we will carry the light of the world because Christ died for our salvation and we are saved people and we are to be the light so that this world becomes less dark and much lighter. Shh. If you listen carefully, you can hear the hush of a baby's cry. How would you comfort him? Because Jesus said, "As you have done unto the least of these, so you have done unto me." So how are you going to go out there and comfort this world? Bearing some light. Bearing God's love. The greatest sound of Christmas is not only the joy of God, but it's in that hush of a baby's cry. Because God will never force himself on you, but always, always invite you, always open himself to you. As the Old Testament scripture tells us, God does not come in the earthquake. God does not come in the wind. But God comes in a still small voice. The hush of a baby's cry. So as you come forward and partake of Holy Communion in just a moment, I hope you'll linger at the communion rail. and that in your heart you will say, "Thank you, God, for loving me so much. I need you, and I celebrate with you, God, my need for Jesus this Christmas Eve." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Merry Christmas.
I extend to you an invitation to Holy Communion. This table is not Asbury's table. It is not the United Methodist Church table. It's the Lord's table. And all are welcome to come and participate. If you wish to make a Christmas offering, there are baskets on each side of the aisle. If you desire gluten-free wafers, please ask your server. Now, will you join with me in the great Thanksgiving? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, at this blessed Christmas feast, we give you thanks and praise. You created out of darkness and brought forth life on earth. You made us in your image, and though we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory, you love the world so much you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem and there found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable Jesus was born, so from suffering and death you raised him to bring us life. Therefore, with the angels who sang glory to you in the highest and peace to your people on earth, with your people in all ages and the whole company of heaven, we join in the song of unending praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Truly holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. As your word became flesh, born of a woman on that night long ago, so on the night he offered himself up for us, he took the bread. He gave thanks unto God, and he broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." And after the supper was over, he took the cup, and he gave thanks unto God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink it as often as you do in remembrance of me." Therefore, in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we ask you to accept this our sacrifice for us as a living and holy surrender of ourselves. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Send the power of your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that in breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ, be one in him, cleansed by his blood, faithfully serve him in the world, and look forward to his coming in the final victory. Through him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Save our Lord.
invite you to stand with us as we sing Silent Night, Holy Night, hymn 239.
Into the world as you extend the peace of God. Amen.